Hey, everybody. Welcome to another celebratory episode of Songs in the Key of X. I'm your gracious, witty, and urbane host, Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop, and this is the Summer of X. And guess what I like to do during the summer? I like to party. I like to go in the woods and drink beer while I party. I'm in the woods right now. I like to say the word party. I like to party while I'm partying. So why wouldn't we do a show about parties? Okay, most of them are parties gone extremely wrong, but shit, don't most parties go sideways toward the end? This episode's difficulty, no Beastie Boys. Ain't nobody fighting for their right to do the party. It's the party show, and let's kick it off with the ultimate bad party song, number 5.
Nobody knows where my Johnny has got it. But Judy left the same time. Why was he holding her hand when he's supposed to be mine? It's my party and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
Absolutely 1963, that is Leslie Gore with It's My Party. Has there ever been a more explicit and accurate depiction of a high school party gone right off the rails? Probably. I don't care. The song is fantastic. Sure, it's Leslie's party, but that doesn't prevent her from losing her boyfriend to the insidious Judy. Judy, that bitch. Sneaking into Leslie's party with her poodle skirt and her torpedo tits, ready to take boyfriend Johnny away from Leslie. This is high school, dammit, and status and breakups mean everything. Judy and Johnny bolt from Leslie's shindig, and when Judy comes back, she's wearing Johnny's ring. What a tramp! A quick handy in Johnny's car, and now Judy is the queen of the junior class. You know this pain. If you have ever been alive, and I'm assuming that you have experienced this pain. You know who produced this single? Quincy Jones. And if there was ever a man who understood heartbreak, it's Quincy Jones. We could talk about the production with all the horns and the backup singers, but I don't want to. Leslie threw a party and got dumped in the process, and I swear, that's something we can all relate to. Remember when I went to my friend Cindy's party in 8th grade, and everybody had someone to make out with but me? And I said, fuck this shit, and I walked to the goddamn stop and go and called my mom to come pick me up. True story. Oh, you don't remember? You weren't there? I don't know who my friends are anymore. Number 4.
Say his girl had dumped him, but was there with another guy. Said that he still liked her. All I could say was, all I could say was, all I could say was, why, oh, why, oh, why? Why is it always like this? Either you're too mean or you're too nice. Said I even cooked a breakfast.
From my favorite Jawbreaker album, Dear You, that's Bad Scene, Everyone's Fault from 1995. Is this about the same party? Like, could they have called this song Cindy's Party and that would have been fine? What do I know? I'm just some goober with a unrefined boner. This song is about a get-together where a guy who's broken up with a girl watches that girl make out with another guy. And it's devastating. It's a horrific event in that guy's life, and I guess it shows that, honestly, your body count means nothing. Your relationship means little in the face of hormones and the desires that inflame your loins to the point of wildfire. Regardless, that party sounds way better than Cindy's party, where no one wanted to deal with me and my weird shit. Not even a kiss. Not a single goddamn kiss. This song represents not only a party gone wrong, but another situation where everyone's getting laid but me, and holy gods, am I glad that I'm married to a woman with a hyperactive sex drive, and hey, that's Jawbreaker, number 3. Here's the scene. You're in a band. Maybe a punk band. Maybe a post-hardcore band. Screamo, emo, heavy metal, something like that. But the people who are at the club, or, if you will, party attendees don't like the stuff you're playing, and they demand that you play dance music or they will murder you. Okay, maybe it's not that extreme, but Wild Cherry's hit single from 1976, Play That Funky Music, describes that precise situation. It's the time we're dealing with here, when rock and disco were clashing for chart positions, and bands were shifting their styles to meet the demands of their audiences. It's like when the Bee Gees went from weird chamber pop about coal mining disasters to disco, and the world was never the same. Wild Cherry were indeed a bunch of white boys, but Play That Funky Music became a hit all around the world. The song hit number one in the States on both the Hot 100 and the Soul Singles charts. Just listen to that bass. Who could possibly be angry about that? This is the song that finally kicked Barry Manilow out the door of the Copacabana. Number two. There's no questioning what Andrew W.K. was trying to get across in this song. The point is obvious. Andrew W.K. wants you to party till you puke. This song is obviously called Party Till You Puke. It's from the 2000 album I Get Wet. I want there to be more to this song. More substance. Some kind of a metaphysical meaning. A depth to the lyrics. There is a huge part of me, the intellectual portion, that wants this song to mean something more than it does. It doesn't. This song is almost primal in its instruction, a grunt from some kind of ape exhibit at the zoo. Rob, dance, steal, we're indestructible. This is the essence of youth, a distillation of what it is to be 17 with access to alcohol and drugs. There's nothing to do but party till you puke. Go, go, go. You are the golden gods, like in the 1970s. This is your time to shine and vomit. I think the two might go hand in hand. Party till you puke is either incredibly profound or disturbingly stupid. I can't decide. All I know is it makes me want to dance and drink an excessive amount. And isn't that what parties are all about? Number one.
Hey! Party rock is in the house tonight. Woo! Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah!
And we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Let's go!
Party rock is in the house.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Talk about a brainless, mindless call to party. That's Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO from their 2011 album, Sorry for Party Rocking. I don't think they're really sorry. I'm sure someone used the phrase party rocking before LMFAO made it famous, but no one pulled it off with quite the panache as LMFAO members Redfoo and Sky Blue. It doesn't hurt that the song is funny as all get out. Party rocking is such an abstract thought. I mean, it could mean anything. All we know is that it involves shuffling every day. Really, what else do you want from a party? Let it be mindless and dumb. Let there be things you regret. Wake up the next morning and try to put the pieces together from oblique posts on social media. Is that a picture of your junk on Facebook? Did your mom give your photo a thumbs up? My friend, you've been party rocking. It's indefinable. It's a social construct without parameters. You'll know what it is when you hear it, when you experience it, when you do it. LMFAO understood that party rocking is a state of mind. No. A state of ears. It's dance nirvana, no lead in that Zeppelin, and there's nothing quite like it in the partying world. By the same token, there's nothing on the internet quite like Biff Bam Pop. There's a vibe here that I can't quite describe. Party writing, maybe? Everyday we're publishing? It's pop culture with a positive spin, and even if I weren't the senior editor, which I am, I would still visit the site every day, which I do. And you should do that voodoo that you do so well, and by that I mean go and follow the BBP Songs in the Key of X playlist on Spotify. That's reach. It's such a reach, isn't it? But I don't know what else you could expect from the Summer of X, which rolls on next week with more music about another thing. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You've been listening to Songs in the Key of X, and until next time...